Elves and runs when the phone rings.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
bright. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This past summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Dobbs decision and overturned a previous Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade and sent the issue of the protection of innocent human life in the womb back to the states. Prior to that time, there are several pro-life and pro-family groups in the state that had refused to work to protect every innocent human life and had refused to support a constitutional amendment to protect every innocent human life because they didn't believe that we could win at the Supreme Court. But now that we have won at the Supreme Court, these same groups are now saying that they won't work with us, that they won't work to protect every innocent human life through a constitutional amendment because they don't believe that we can win at the ballot box. We have shown from the Bible that, first of all, God calls us to defend every innocent human life. In fact, he holds us accountable to do so. In fact, we are responsible, even if you are not specifically or actually involved in a murder, if the murder happens in your area, in your city, and you know that it is happening, and you turn a blind eye to it, and you do nothing to protect the innocent, God holds you and the entire city that knows about this happening accountable. And in America, we know that abortion is happening. We know and can know very quickly and very easily where it's happening. And in my county, there are actually two abortion mills, one in Fort Pierce, one in Port St. Lucie, both shedding innocent blood, the blood of people's sons and daughters. You read the Bible and see what God says that happens when innocent blood is shed. Not only are the parents responsible, not only in this case is the abortionist responsible, but also the community at large is responsible as well, because we know this is happening and yet we are not putting an end to it. So God clearly calls for his church, and you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and you can watch those previous videos where we have those previous sermons where we have shown from Scripture what God requires of us. We also, in recent weeks, have looked at what the Bible says about whether these commands are contingent upon whether we believe we will be successful or not. And in fact, they are not contingent upon whether we believe that we would be successful or not. And today we will turn our attention to the question, does God command us and call us to be successful or to be obedient? The great Mother Teresa said this, that God had not called her to be successful, but to be faithful. I'm going to put this in a different phrase or a different terminology, that God has called us not to be successful, but to be obedient, because we are called to obey his commandments. And we're going to look at two examples from the Bible of people that actually prophets that God called them, and at their calling, called them to preach to people and to call people to repent, but at their calling told them that they would be unsuccessful, but encouraged them and challenged them to be faithful nonetheless, to do what God had called them to do, even though they would not be successful. And you may also remember Jonah. Jonah was called to go to Nineveh, but did Jonah go to Nineveh? He did eventually, but initially he fled to Tarshish because he was afraid of being successful. Why? Because he hated the people of Nineveh. They were wicked, and Jonah knew that God is merciful. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
We're back, ready to answer your questions. Hey, I'm headed over to our social media pages, Facebook and also Twitter and YouTube, to share the live videos that are going on right now. You might want to do that just to, you know, I mean, sometimes people want to keep information to themselves, but really when you're talking about computer work, you know what? If you're the only one that knows it, guess what? Who are they going to call on when they need problems and they don't want to call a Faster PC? Well, they're going to call on you because you know it. But you know what? You can actually share this information with your friends, with your family members. Don't hoard that knowledge. Just let other people know. And And, you know, that'll work out really well for you. One thing that we do want to let you know also is that we actually have over there right now on our website, we have the links to YouTube, our YouTube channel, and Facebook, our Facebook page. Now, at YouTube, right now, we have 99 subscribers. So YouTube is newer. We have fewer people that have liked our page. But 99 right now, you could be the 100th subscriber. And so, you know, hey, you might want to do it. You might want to say, hey, you know what? I'm the number one subscriber to a Faster PC, or I was the number one subscriber. Imagine when we have 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 subscribers, and you can say, I was the number 100 subscriber. Well, you can do that right now today if you want to head over there to our YouTube channel, and you can get the link at our Facebook or at our website, afasterpc.com. And we're going right to the lines today. We have Bob on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, excellent. Listen, I've got an old computer, and unfortunately, it still has Windows 7 on it. And, you know, they keep asking me to upgrade to Windows 10. And I've heard horror stories that if I leave Windows 7, that my printer won't work anymore because it's not compatible to Windows 10, and this, that, whatever else. What do you suggest?
What printer do you have that you think is not compatible with Windows 10?
I have a Dell 1850.
Okay. Well, I don't know for sure about that particular printer. I haven't heard, and really, we haven't really run into problems with printers that have had issues with Windows 10 that didn't have issues with Windows 7. We have had some customers that have had very old printers that they were working with Vista, and then I think we updated them over to Windows 7, and they had a little bit of issues, you know. So sometimes we were able to, in most cases, we're able to get those types of problems solved, though, even if there is an issue, because a lot of times, see, first of all, Dell does, here's a secret, Dell doesn't make printers. They actually contract with printer manufacturers to create their printers. So quite often, I think Dell is using Lexmark for a lot of their printers. They have in the past, at least. So you can probably do a little bit of research and find out what brand it is. And typically, what you'll find is that there's going to be a driver in Windows 11 or in Windows 10 that will work for your printer. Here's another thing. When you update to Windows 10, if things are so horrible that nothing works like it used to, and you want to go back to Windows 7, well, if you do so within 30 days, you can do it. You can go right back to Windows 7, and of course, you're not going to have the updates, and you know, you're going to have some limitations. The big thing is the security updates, but there really isn't a big risk going from Windows 7 to Windows 10 because you can roll back to the previous operating system. And in most cases where we have seen maybe a really old printer that doesn't work with the new operating system because maybe the driver is not there, then you know, in most cases there's a driver that you can use that'll work. We had one customer, for instance, that had an HP, and we did update his computer. He had some problems where the new Windows And I'm thinking it might have been going from 7 to 10, but I was thinking we were going from Vista to 7, but that doesn't quite make sense. Maybe we were going from 7 to 10. But what we ended up doing is we used an older HP driver. He had an HP printer. We used an older HP driver that was built into Windows, the new version of Windows that he had. And he may not have had all the features that he had before, but he was able to still print. So, you know, if your printer has like a scanner and it has maybe multiple trays, you might lose some of that with a different driver, but it'll still work for printing in most cases. And, you know, we have one client that actually, believe it or not, uses software that was designed for Windows in the early 90s, or maybe mid 90s, but still quite a while ago. And there's only certain printers that will work with this, and you have to get like an HP LaserJet 4 or 5 to work with this. Well, it doesn't exist anymore with Windows 10. So, you know, with their Windows 10 systems, and we're bringing them up, you know, we've brought them up from Windows 7 on most of their computers to Windows 10 because so they can get the security updates. Well, you know, we can't use that old driver because it doesn't exist in Windows 10 anymore. So what we do for that, it's just really a basic printing. They just need text. They don't need any graphics. So we use a generic text-only printer, and it works. It may not look quite as fancy as the HP driver would work, but you know, the HP driver really isn't much more fancy anyway. But typically, there's going to be a driver that will work. You might have to play around with it. But first, I would just do the update and see if it works, because it might work without any issues whatsoever. In fact, I would imagine that in most cases, well, I would say in my experience, in most cases, you're not going to have any issues. And if you do, like I said, you're probably going to be able to find an alternate driver, and you might have to, again, just do a little bit of research, figure out who made that printer. Probably it's Lexmark. If it is, use the Windows Update feature, which will download additional drivers. Look for whatever Lexmark drivers are there, and you might want to just try them out one at a time. Look for maybe one of the oldest drivers and see if it works. If it works, then it'll be good. I think on the one client, the way we got his computer to print is, first of all, he was printing over the network. So what we did is we configured his printer with a static IP address. So we could then assign that IP address in the computer. We could actually create that IP address in his computer. So it's actually printing to that network port. And then we can choose any driver that we want to choose. And so we chose, again, an older driver that was available. It wasn't the exact driver for that printer, but it did work, and he's able to print, and he's able to use that old printer. And you know, of course, he could buy a new printer, but he didn't want to buy a new printer. So he's able to use that old printer. And in most cases, you're going to, like I said, you're not even going to have to go that route. But if you do need to go that route, it can be done. If you need a little bit of assistance with it, or even a lot of assistance with it, we can help you here at A Faster PC. And our number is 772-878-5978. And that's something, by the way, we can even do Windows updates over remote.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comments section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology questions and problems. And we welcome your calls. We welcome your questions. You can, again, call in 772-340-1590. I almost gave a Faster PC's number. You can call that number, too, if you choose to do so. 772-878 5978. But if you have a computer question you want it, or technology question you want to have it aired today, 772-340-1590, that will get you on the air. Or you can type your questions into the live videos going on right now over on YouTube and Facebook. And I just checked YouTube just a few minutes ago, and you know what, we're still at 99 subscribers. So we you might want to be that 100th subscriber. You know, you can brag one day, you know, hey, I was the 100th subscriber to a Faster PC Live technical support. We've only been doing this for on YouTube since the beginning of 2022. That's when we started simulcasting mega dittos today. That was a Rush Limbaugh phrase, mega dittos. Well, you know, we're simulcasting to two radio stations, WPSL and WCNO, and also we're simultaneously streaming to Facebook and YouTube. So that's going on right now, and thanks to our Wi-Fi 6 connection, we have zero frame drops over the 30 minutes that we've been connected, and we've been actually live for 18 plus of those minutes. And again, not just, you know, you may recall when we talked about Wi-Fi 4, Wi-Fi 5, and Wi-Fi 6, and if you've listened to this show, and you know a little bit about what we like to do, we don't like to just take other people's words for things. We like to actually test and verify and demonstrate. And we've done this in a multitude of ways. But we actually were streaming. We actually had in our office and in our home a Wi-Fi 4 router. And we were getting about 33, and this was, by the way, streaming to just one social media platform. So we were connected to, at that time, one radio station through Skype, most likely. And we also were connected to, well, we were connected to one radio station through Skype. We were connected to one social media platform, Facebook, streaming, getting about 33% frame drop. So, you know, if you think about frames, what frames are, you know, you might have heard 30 frames a second. That typically is what the eye can see. And some media has 30 frames per second. A lot of video on the internet has 30 frames per second. And, you know, if you're less than that, then people will actually start seeing misses. And people would actually catch that a little bit. So we were having 33% frame drop. We went from Wi-Fi 4, which was Wi-Fi in, to Wi-Fi 5, which is AC. And our frame drop went down to about 30%. Then we went to Wi-Fi 6. And with Wi-Fi 6, just phenomenal difference in performance, the additional capacity, and we've talked about that on this radio show. But now we're able to simulcast to two stations and simulcast to two social media platforms and have zero frame drop. Not just 0% or 1% or a few, but most Saturdays we have zero frame drop, zero, none. So that's pretty cool, and we're very happy about that. Now, one of the things that we like to do here on this show is we like to train, and we like to provide you with education, and we like to help equip you to stay out of trouble, because, you know, you don't have to necessarily do anything bad to get into trouble these days when it comes to computers, because there are bad actors or evil people out there that are trying to trick you into clicking on a link, opening an attachment, or calling a number, and then they're very convincing, letting them into your computer. And we have had many customers that have fallen for this. And in fact, when they fall for these types of things, they certainly, you know, some go elsewhere, but the ones that really know and know who we are and know what technology we can provide and what help we can provide, they come to a Faster PC. Some of those sign up for our managed services plans where we can help them on a regular basis. And if they get into a pickle and they find something where they're not quite sure whether it's legitimate or not, well, we can log in and help them determine that. And of course, and then some of them just say, well, you know, we just want to pay for this service. And then we still have the option where if they get into a situation where they see a link or they see an email or they see a post and they're not sure if this is legitimate, should they click, should they not click, should they open the attachment, should they not open the attachment, well, what happens, they don't really know, and so they actually aren't sure what to do, and those customers still can call a Faster PC, and we can log into their system, and we can help them in that way. By the way, the managed services people, as customers, in addition to getting that remote support and in-shop labor, they also get patch management. So we're able to go in, and we have software running on their computers, which is constantly looking for updates, constantly trying to find if there's an update. When I say constantly, twice a day we're searching for Windows updates, and six times a day we're searching for updates to Chrome, Firefox, Zoom, other programs that are used, Adobe Reader, certain versions of Adobe Reader are searched for, CC Cleaner. And by the way, there have been some versions of CC Cleaner that have had malware in them, which is why we don't use CC Cleaner anymore. We used to use it, but we don't use it anymore because they have had malware injected into their software. You know, when you install software that's supposed to protect you and then all of a sudden it has malware, that's pretty bad. And so we don't really trust them. But if you do have that on your computer, well, it'll install the update so that hopefully that update will take care of and get rid of that malware that was in there. 7-Zip is another one, and there was a version of 7-Zip that was compromised as well. So you know, you can see the value in getting the updates there. But there is an email that we got this past week. And when we see these emails, we know what they are. And, you know, they don't fool us. Some of them can be very, very tricky and look like they're legitimate. But in this case, we still know, but we want to show you and do some training so that you can know as well. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen. And what I'm going to do is just actually show you, and I copied this email over into Word. So the reason I did this, you know, sometimes we take a screenshot just because we don't want to reveal certain addresses. We take a screenshot, but what we're doing today, because the email was so long, it didn't all fit on the screen. So what we did is I copied into Word, and what you're going to see, we'll switch over here. So you're going to see this without the images loaded. Now, by default, when you get an email, by default, if you haven't trusted that sender, by default, images are not displayed. And at the top of the email, there's a place to click to allow the images to be displayed. Now, what's going to happen when you do allow the images to be displayed is that certain images could, by the way, launch malicious script. Images can be infected and can launch malicious script. Another thing that can happen is, and really, I guarantee you will happen, most people that send email from an email platform, they actually are including a small image, and it might even be like one pixel by one pixel, which is so small that you wouldn't even see it. I mean, smaller than a period even in text. And they would make it probably the same color as the background. So you wouldn't even see that it's there. But that image reports to home and tells them that you actually viewed the email. So before you actually, if you don't have the images displayed, they don't even know whether you opened the email. But if you had the images displayed, they know, and you open the email, they know that you opened it. What difference does that make? Well, they know that your address is a legitimate address, and that you are still alive, and that you click on links, that you open up emails. You might actually be tricked into clicking on links. So what they're going to do is they're going to send you more spam. They're going to send you more attacks, more threats, more emails to try to trick you into clicking or clicking a link or opening an attachment or calling a number. So you really, unless you really are sure that email address is safe, you do not want to ever trust the email address to show the images. You also don't want to click on the links, because that's another way that they would know that the email was open, because they know that you actually clicked. And if you clicked, boy, you're going to really start getting more of these. Well, one thing that we're going to show you, though, so we have this in Word. In Word, when I copied this over and pasted into Word, Word gave me a warning that some of the links could be malicious. And that, by the way, is very, you should take note when you see warnings like that. In fact, read the message. I can't tell you how many of our customers, and really a lot of people that use computers, don't read the messages that are in front of them. A message pops up, they want to get on with their life, they just click yes, they click no, they don't even know what they clicked yes or no to. It's important to actually read the message. If you don't understand the message, seek help from someone that can help you understand it. A Faster PC, we can provide that service. We can help you provide that. But you want to actually, you don't want to click on the links, but we're going to actually look at the links. So if we look at this link, there's a view in browser, and this link appears to actually be a legitimate McAfee URL. And this is one of the things that I found that was very interesting, is that some of the links, a lot of the links in this are actually legitimate. This is an email that purports to come from McAfee. And it says that on February 23rd, that your subscription is going to be auto-renewed. Now, February 23rd has already happened. You know, this email came out. We got this, a few days ago. I don't remember exactly when we got it, but we did get this email earlier this week. And they're hoping to probably catch you right before the 23rd, so that you'll be more likely to actually take the bait, click on a link, or call the number. So as we scroll through the list or through the email here, we see the auto renewal. And it says identity theft protection, virus protection pledge. And by the way, we do not subscribe to McAfee. We would never subscribe to McAfee. Really, for us to subscribe to McAfee, McAfee would have to be the best protection out there, and it simply isn't. Many people out there, even many of our customers, are paying for inferior antivirus products that will not protect as good as other products. And we try to help our customers get the best protection out there, and we can help you with that as well. And we're kind of running a little bit short on this segment, so we'll pick this back up on the next side of the next break. But we're going to actually be delving into this email, showing you how they're scamming us. You're listening to a Faster.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
All right, good. So that happens every now and then. But anyway, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. And, you know, we're going to continue with training as well. But, you know, you don't have to. If you have a question, even if it's on a different topic, that's fine. Just give us a call. Give the studio a call, 772-340-1590. We can help you over there. Or also, you can actually head over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel, type your question into the comment section. And by the way, I just checked, and we still are at 99 subscribers over there on YouTube. You might want to be that, you know, have that bragging rights of being the 100th subscriber. So you'll be able actually to check that out. And what we want to show you here is we want to actually show you continue on with this supposed McAfee email. So this email is a very tricky one because a lot of the links actually come from or direct you to or appear to direct you to McAfee. You know, if we look at the link at the top, it looks like it's click.mcafee.com. And now sometimes I have seen some of the email addresses where they're actually able to, or some URLs, by the way, where they're actually able to redirect even what looks like a legitimate URL to a scam website that will try to infect you or infect your computer or encrypt your data or trick you into typing your username and password so that they can get into your account or try to in another way separate you from some of your hard-earned money. But we see here that this is a supposed auto renewal for McAfee, and they say they provide antivirus, browser privacy. They also safe browsing and PC boost. So again, we don't subscribe to McAfee. We've never subscribed to McAfee. We really have never liked McAfee as an antivirus. I know that some of you listening out there, you might love McAfee. You might think that they're the best. Really, again, as I mentioned early in the show, we don't like to just take people's word for things. We like to actually look at empirical evidence. And certainly you can find, in fact, some of the computer, you know, back in the day, there used to be computer magazines, and you could buy these magazines, and they would actually have various vendors that would be selling things. And of course, various software manufacturers would be advertising their software. And they still have an online presence, and they have those articles online. Their business model is very different because you don't have you know, people, the people selling the stuff can have their own website, but they still receive advertising from McAfee and from Norton and from Kaspersky and Bitdefender and Avira and all of this. One of the things that you'll see if you look at their antivirus recommendations, it's very interesting. They will recommend every single antivirus for one thing. They might say, well, Norton does the best job of protecting you against this, and McAfee does the best job of protecting you against this, and Bitdefender does the best job of protecting you against this, and Kaspersky does the best job of protecting you against this. What they really don't show, though, is how many infections, what percentage of the infections that an antivirus actually protects against. And McAfee, it's low. It's McAfee's nowhere near the top of the list. So, you know, we want to actually have the best performance in the protection that we recommend. So we have never done this. Now they have an order number. They say that it's McAfee LiveSafe. They also have identity theft protection. They have this virus protection pledge. They have a VAT tax, which, by the way, we don't pay in the United States. And then, and by the way, the subscription is way more than it would be for, you know, I don't know how many computers this is going to be, but if this is just for one computer, it's way more than what it should cost, which is a red flag. You know, and they have the total amount due over $209. And then they say subscription information, and they have McAfee LiveSafe, and they say it starts February 23rd, 2023. They actually have a link here. Now, this is the first time that it actually, you actually get some fishiness here. So they're a link for McAfee remote support link. And the address is fastsupport.gotoassist.com. Now, McAfee would actually have their own support. So this is not McAfee support. This is someone else's support. And then they have a number here. And that number is to entice you to call that number and to, you know, they're trying to entice you to call this number to protest and say, I didn't, you know, subscribe to this. I don't want this renewal to happen. What will happen at that point, and we have seen it time and time again. I mean, we've never actually done it, but we've heard about it from our customers that have actually called the number. And they say the person on the other line was so convincing. And they said that they were McAfee support. And by the way, it doesn't just happen to McAfee. It happens to Norton. It happens to PayPal. It happens to eBay. It happens with your bank. It happens with Microsoft. It happens with so many different companies out there. You know, any big company, you pick any big company, there's maybe a 10% chance, 20% chance that you are a subscriber or that you're a customer of that company. Maybe it's only 5% chance, but still, you know, if they're sending out to millions of people and 5% of those people can, you know, subscribe to that service, and then, or in most cases, customers don't even know what they subscribe to. We have customers, some of our business clients call us up or send us an email or send us a text, and they say, do we subscribe to this? They have no idea whether they subscribe, because you know what? You are focused on your system. You're focused, if you're a business owner, you're focused on running your business. If you're a end user, you probably are just focused on getting done what you need to get done. If you're using the computer for school, you know, that's what you're focused on. If you're using it for work, that's what you're focused on. If you're retired and you know, maybe you're just using it to pay the bills, you're using it for entertainment, you're using it to keep your mind sharp with some games, you're actually going to be out there and you know, you're not really focused on some of those things. You don't even, you know, a lot of people don't even know what antivirus they have on their computer. Maybe, you know, some of our customers, they just leave that to us and they say, you know, it's your, you know, what do you recommend? I'll go with what you recommend. Well, there's a lot of people that will call the number, and the people are convincing, and what they will try to do is talk you into letting them into your computer. Once you let them into your computer, well, all bets are off at that point. You have a situation there where you've let them into your computer. One of the first things they're going to do is try to install permanent remote support software on there. Now, remote support software is not necessarily bad if you know and trust the person you're giving remote support software to. In this case, all you did was receive an email that looks like it came from a particular company, and you called the number on the email. You have no way really of knowing whether this is a legitimate number, whether this is the legitimate source You know, and if you really aren't aware of what services you subscribe to and what services you don't subscribe to, this can be tricky in what they're trying to do. And a lot of times, by the way, it's even more expensive than this. It'll be $400 or $500, something that's a ridiculous amount that will make you mad, that'll make you want to call the number and complain and protest and say, I don't want this service, you know. I demand that you give me a refund. And so the people will say, yes, but we need to get into your computer to help you out so that we can make this refund. And they'll get the remote support agents installed there. They also are going to look for your browsers and whatever saved passwords you have. And if you have saved passwords to your bank, watch out, because there's a good chance they're going to try to transfer some money out of your account. If you have a PayPal account that you've saved a password to, if you have a social media account, if you have an email account, they're going to go after those accounts and see if they can get in there. And so it's going to be important for you to, as quickly as possible, go and actually change those usernames and passwords, because you're letting them into your system in this case. And so this is, you know, and they also, what we've heard from many of the customers is they'll actually take them into their bank account and they'll show them a charge on their bank account. And then they'll say, well, okay, I'll refund the money. And then they show them, customers have told us, I don't know how they're doing this. They must have some way of showing them something that looks like their bank's website, but isn't, but they're actually showing them their balance in their bank account doubling, like going from, let's say, 1,000 to 2,000, or 10,000 to 20,000, or 20,000 to 40,000. And then the person on the other end says, oh boy, I'm really in trouble. I'm going to get fired over this. I need your help. I'm going to really get in trouble. You know, we'll definitely refund you the money we were supposed to refund you, but I made a mistake and I'm going to get fired over this. I need you to go to your bank and withdraw some money, transfer some money over with Bitcoin, or go and buy gift cards and give me the numbers so that I don't get fired over this. And you know what? We've had customers that have gone to the store to buy the cards, or have transferred money out of their account through Bitcoin, and or have actually taken money out of their account or gone to take money out of their account, and this is something that you know it's really bad when you lose money to a thief. And you know, especially if you're on a fixed income. So we want to help protect you against this. And hopefully this can give you some education. Do not call the number. And if you ever receive an email and you're not sure whether it's legitimate, you can give us a call.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Restore the Protection of Every Innocent Human Life, Part 5. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life.